From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. The White House and the congressional negotiators have lowered the stimulus plan's price tag, reaching a compromise that could put the bill up for a vote by the end of the week. NPR's congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook joins me now from the Capitol. Hello, Andrea.
Hi there.
So Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that the differences were resolved between the two versions of the package with a lot of, quote, intense give and take. Tell us what it looks like now, the package that is, and where does it go today?
Well, it looks like this. The top line, the number that it will cost to the U.S. Treasury in both spending and lost revenue from tax cuts is $789.5 billion. Call it $790 billion. That, in fact, and not coincidentally, is the number that the three Republicans that are voting for this bill on the Senate side said that they could vote for and no more. So there was sort of a top line put there. It breaks down into about 35% tax cuts, 65% spending. It has an individual tax cut that for working families that Democrats say will go for to 95% of working Americans. That's $400 for each individual, $800 for couples. It gives about $44 billion to states who are hurting in terms of Medicaid and all sorts of spending on the local level. And it's just chock full of stuff here. It's hard to sort of round out what's actually in it. As far as what's happening today, believe it or not, staff members are actually writing the bill today. This bill has not been filed, a procedural thing that has to happen here in order for it actually to be considered on the House or Senate floors, and it hasn't been yet, so there are people actually still getting this stuff down into language.
Now, yesterday, President Obama visited one of those so-called shovel-ready projects in Virginia, a road under construction. He also visited a Caterpillar plant. Presumably, Andrea, all of this is part of his effort to lobby for bipartisan support of this bill, and the support of the three Senate Republicans that you mentioned was crucial to it. So far, that's not really bipartisan in the truest sense, though, is it?
Well, it depends on how you look at things. And of course, there are a lot of political calculations happening here. I do believe when this comes to the House floor, the final version, that it will get some Republican support. Not a whole lot, but I am hearing from Republican members that a few plan to vote for it. So there will probably be more calls of this as a bipartisan bill. In the Senate, it couldn't even pass without some Republicans. And in fact, because of those three Republicans, the size of this bill is smaller than either the House or the Senate voted for. And of course, President Obama has also been stumping out on the campaign trail, it almost seems like, with Florida's Republican Governor Charlie Crist and other people, other Republican governors who are also hurting. So there is some claim of bipartisanship here that I think can be made honestly.
My last question, and really briefly, is this. It would seem this would be a major legislative victory for the new president coming on the timetable that he presented.
Yes, absolutely. I think this will absolutely be called a huge victory for this new president. I don't think anybody thinks, neither here on Capitol Hill or over at the White House, that this is what anyone wanted to be the big victory of a new president. I think most people around here are saying, oh boy, we wish we could have, done something more hopeful, worked on some of the campaign trail promises, health care, education and so on. But this is what needs to happen now by most people's estimation. And therefore, the president called for it. He pushed for it. He pushed hard for it. And getting it done within the first couple of weeks, 3 weeks of being in office, I think is a big coup.
Andrea, thank you.
My pleasure.
That was NPR's congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. She joined us from the Capitol.